How about a little group therapy?
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Aaron in quote says, Ben and Kelly, I'm not really sure what to do right now. I was in a relationship for a little over 3 years and it ended this past weekend. Honestly, I'm crushed. I've never had a relationship this long before and I don't really know what the best way to get past it is. So here's where I probably will get roasted by the ladies. Is it way too soon to get on the dating apps? I admit I've already thought about it. I really did love my girlfriend and it sucks going through this, but I'm not looking for another relationship right now. I just need something to get my mind off her, you know? So I want to know, especially from the women, how much of a red flag is it if a guy is fresh off a breakup and still goes out with someone? Like, is that an instant nope or is it not as big of a deal as I'm thinking? Thanks for the advice. Love your show, by the way.
I think it's got to be a, you know, it's not going to be an issue as long as you are upfront with your intentions.
Okay.
Like, you know what I mean?
For some fun.
Yeah.
Not anything serious.
Yeah. You're like,
cool with that.
Hey, look, just got out of a long relationship. Just wanting to take it slow right now. You know, not trying to do anything serious.
Does he put that in the profile? I don't know if we
do. I don't think he does that.
Because, okay, well, then isn't that
entrapment?
A little deceptive? Yes. Because I feel like Europa Man, right?
Yeah.
And then you go on a date,
sure.
And then that's when you spring it on them. They're like, oh, well, this was a waste of my time.
Well,
because a lot of people are on dating apps to find a person.
Yeah. But also, there are a lot of people on dating apps just to find a person for now.
Okay, so what are the best dating apps to find the for now people?
Okay.
Maybe that's what we need to do, is make sure that we're steering him into the right pond for those kinds of fish right now.
Interesting. Okay. 502-795-1997. What's your take on this? What's your story about this?
Have you been through this?
Yeah.
Work? What's a good, maybe we need a little how-to guide to get over a breakup, and kind of the steps to take to kind of heal his heart and not leave a wake of casualties behind him, too.
A wake of casualties.
Right? We have to consider that.
Sure. All right. 502-795-1997 is our number. We'll take some of your stories with group therapy coming up on 99.7 DJX. So Aaron's just wanting to know, when's it a good time to get back up on the wagon? Dating wagon, that is. It's 99.7 DJX. Listen, he just got out of a 3-year relationship this past weekend.
And he's already wanting to jump back in the saddle.
He's got the itch.
Temporarily.
He's got the itch.
You just want nothing serious, just a little rebound, girl. Is that a bad thing, he's asking?
Yeah, and also wondering, is that an immediate red flag? I said, hey, as long as you're up front with just saying that's all you're looking for, I don't see an issue with it.
But then I said, do we put that in our dating profile? And you said,
no, I don't think so. You'll get to that eventually. Yeah.
Okay.
Andrew, all the love doctor. Listen, he calls our show all the time. He's not a real doctor, but he does have a great relationship advice. Now,
he's our doctor.
Yeah.
Quotes.
You've been through this.
Yeah, I've been through it. To your relationship. Ended very abruptly, not the way that I wanted it to go. You know, all the same things. You're crushed, blah, blah, blah. I get it. There's two things that need to happen. Number one, he needs to look within inside himself. If it's really something that's hurting him, get a little therapy, kind of talk about the relationship, kind of see maybe what he could do differently to protect himself. But as far as the dating sites go, Vince, I'm so proud of you, man. You're 100% correct. He's just got to be honest and transparent as to what he's out there looking for.
Yeah.
There are sites that are for that, absolutely. But he's just gonna say, hey, looking to connect with somebody. If it goes somewhere, great. If not, I'm not looking for anything serious. But he's gotta be upfront from the beginning, because if he's not, he's gonna do what his girlfriend did to him.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm not trying to choose violence here, but we don't need to gloss over the fact that Ben, at first, when I said, do we put that in our profile that we're just looking for a temporary thing? You said no, sir.
I did. I did.
I just wanted to point that out. I didn't want to choose violence, and I just need to say.
I mean, maybe he does put a little like line in there that's just like not looking for anything serious right now.
Not looking for a wifey right now.
Yeah.
But if you're cool to hang out and find a friendship, maybe a little more, not too much more, then maybe, is that what we say? I don't know.
Yeah.
No, but I haven't written a profile in a while.
Yeah, but guys, here's the thing. Usually you're going to talk to the person on the phone before you go out with them.
Yeah.
Sure.
The first conversation is when you make that clear, hey, I'm just looking to right now have some fun, not looking for anything serious. That's it.
Now, see, there
okay.
you go.
Okay.
Don't you say that? The ball's in their court.
See?
Okay, that's good.
Andrew the Love Doctor, he's got it. Thank you, sir.
Thank you for the clarification.
Keep on.
All right, see you, buddy.
Absolutely. Keep it on, guys.
We did get a little suggestion on the text line.
Yeah.
Just put in the description, looking for my rebound girl.
Yeah,
that kind of says it all, doesn't it?
That's all you need, right?
That's all you need.
That's all you need. There are a ton of people that are like, hey, you know, like Trina said, definitely wouldn't date anyone seriously right now. You're definitely not ready for it. It's not fair to them. But as long as you tell them you're just looking for fun, don't see anything wrong with that.
Yes.
she said best way to get over someone is to get under someone.
Trina!
Sassy!
She said, I met my now husband when I was going through my first divorce. He was going through the same thing. All right.
Oh, I love it. I love
but
it.
See,
I love
Lisa's
it.
Lisa's feeling attacked. Women are not put on this earth to handle your baggage or be your place setting. You, sir, are a red flag and the reason most of us have given up.
Oh, gosh. Lisa!
But then I was like, okay, well, maybe there are certain ponds, though, where the women aren't looking for anything serious. And she said, I know too many women that are in that pond who are absolutely looking for something serious. They just say they're not to get in. They think they can change him.
Oh.
Yeah. So you do need to be, Aaron, I think a little cautious about that because we don't want to hurt anybody else's
feelings.
We're emerging
feelings.
From our own feelings.
Yes, feelings.
Yes. So even though they say they're cool with that,
mm-hmm.
they may not be. They may be hoping you'll change your mind.
Well, isn't every relationship you kind of get in, you kind of think in the back of your head, maybe this is the one?
Well, yes, you start, especially if you are maybe. Like truly hoping that you'll end up with someone, you kind of enter it with, let's just see where it goes.
Maybe this is the one.
Taylor says I vote Lisa as a new love doctor.
Are we getting rid of Andrew the love doctor?
No, we are not. We are not.
Lisa,
we can add in Lisa as a consultant.
Look,
for sure.
There are more than one. Doctor. There's one, more than one doctor.
Absolutely.
Maybe your insurance plan doesn't accept Andrew the love doctor as a provider.
Or maybe Lisa the love consultant. Maybe
maybe Lisa's doctor expertise is valid within your plan.
I think there's a more fudging room with consultant. We can use the term consultant. Sure.
Okay, so are we going to call him Andrew the love consultant now?
No, I think we've already indoctrinated him as the love doctor. We bring on Lisa to the staff as the love consultant.
Okay.
We add to the staff.
Okay.
I don't think we can have, you know, too large of a staff.
Those let's who just, can't do consult?
Exactly. Exactly. Okay. Those who can't do teach, yes.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
All right. All right.
The love coach, we can call her love coach.
Sure, all that.
Yeah.
All right.
Lisa, the
fine.
Love coach.
Fine. Anyways. Andrew, Aaron, good luck.
Yes.
We feel good. We feel good.
Did we help at all? Don't think we did. Did we tell them to just go get therapy?
No.
Oh.
No,
and
get
stay
back
looking
on
my rebound girl and
get
a profile?
Back on the hog.
Oh, all right.
That's what we're saying.
We're very bad at this.
No, we're not. We're great at this. Kelly, have more confidence in yourself. Maybe that's why you're single for so long.
Oh, wow. Wow.
All right.
Standards.
All right. Thank you. That is group therapy. Keep us posted, Aaron.